me. Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, and the place to be for Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. Wow, I'm sorry I didn't get this to anybody sooner, but we had a work thing, and it was pretty cool, man. I had a good time, and this is my final night in Greeley, Colorado. Then I'll be back in Flagstaff, Arizona tomorrow night. So, but I wanted to come on here real quick and talk about Dynamite. March 6, 2024, we got a new logo, we got a new intro, we got a new stage. I don't know how I feel about the tunnels coming back, because I kind of really liked the setup beforehand, but they kind of, that's the AEW look, right? You know, that's those two tunnels and everything like that, but it's just one of the things I looked at, I was like, okay, fresh paint, new season, new stories, we got a new pay-per-view called Dynasty on the way, and I gotta say, this show, we'll talk about this show, but Tony, Taz, and Excalibur on commentary. We started off, Tony's in the ring with Swerve Strickland and with Nana, and Swerve, he's doing his babyface thing and stuff like that. And he's telling the crowd, like, yo, I feel like I don't deserve this. But y'all rooted for me, y'all cheered for me. And of course we did, because whose house? Swerve's house. Boom, da-da, you know? And I feel like that match should have just been between Joe and Swerve, but it wasn't. We had Hangman Adam Page, and I made that very clear on a few podcasts, but, you know, it is what it is. It's Tony Khan. He likes to book things weirdly sometimes, but here comes Joe. Joe is interrupting. And then here comes Undisputed Kingdom, because we got Wardlow. He's in the mix. And it was funny. He's like, even though they've been having this Wardlow thing for a while, now they're going to have Wardlow versus Samoa Joe at Big Business next week. Already tells me that Joe's walking out with that championship. We're going to get Swerve and Joe at Dynasty. That's just my feeling about this. Like, you know, because I don't see Wardlow as a champion. He's mentioned some things too as well, saying like, hey, you know, I've been overlooked. I've been this, I've been that, you know, blah, blah, blah. But still, I don't see him as a champ yet. That's just me. I don't see him as a champ yet. So we have this, but after, and then it sets up Swerve and Joe versus the Kingdom. And of course, Swerve and Joe get the win. You know, after Adam Cole came out, Adam Cole, they all came out first and they were all to the back. Roderick Strong, new champ and everything. And then afterwards, Swerve got choked out by Joe and Wardlow's out there watching. And Joe's being so seductive about it. He's all holding on. Swerve, yeah, you want to fight me? You want to fight me next week, bruh? But he choked out Swerve. And next week, Big Business is the match between Joe and Wardlow. Next up, we have Hook versus Brian. Oh, wait, no. Let's take that back. Renee's with Hook before this, and I groaned. Oof. So Renee's with Hook. Here comes Jericho. I'm like, why the fuck are, like, why? Why? I'll tell you why, because he's like, oh, well, you know, your dad, blah, 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 when I was the Lionheart, remember that? Remember those days? And you were in the ring, you dropped me on my head pretty bad, so, you know, and I'm like, so we're tying Jericho with another young talent again. Another, like we did with Sammy, and you know, I was just like, go away. it's just my opinion. I'm just like, go away. So this happens. Bucks, they have this great moment. They're, you know, holding the mics like this, and they're like, we are going to make an announcement. You know, Tony Khan style, that cringy way. He just says, hi, guys. AEW here. We got a big announcement coming. You know, Bucks made fun of that. I appreciate it. That's why I like these Bucks. These Buckaroos, as Jim Cornette calls them. But here we go. Hook versus Cage. I'm guessing it was FTW rules because they had tacks, they had chairs, they had all types of things, and gonna throw that harder. Hook beating Brian Cage, it doesn't make sense to me. like how Hook got this championship opportunity against Joe. Yeah, he was undefeated. He has this long streak and stuff like that. And yeah, I know Tony Khan went on the Twitter and was like, you know, Jinder Mahal. And I'm just like, and then this I don't know. It was an okay match. But the fact that he got the pin on Brian Cage just makes Brian Cage look like a bitch. Like, Brian Cage is huge compared to Hook. Like, I this does not make sense to me. Like, in my wrestling brain. Then, of course, here comes Gates of Agony. They beat down Hook. And then here comes Jericho. He's got his bat. My favorite part about this, though, is Jericho's coming out with the bat. He doesn't even, look at or even check on Hook. He's, like, throwing the thing. He's got his bat because that's his thing. And he's telling the crowd, come on, get hyped and everything like that. And it's just like, you're here to save this guy. So wouldn't you, like, at some moment, instead of making it all about you, wouldn't you go and check on the person you're saving? You know, he didn't do that once. And I was like, oh, okay. Sting's final match. Big tag team tournament now that's going to go. And Tony likes these little gimmicky things, which is funny because yeah, he's calling at his, why can't we have our own bracket madness? March is going to be the most biggest thing for AEW and tag team and everything like that. So we got a fucking tournament, damn it. Just like they do in the basketball stuff, you know? We got our own bracket madness, huh? That's what we got coming. So Renee's backstage. She's with Orange. Orange's like, yeah, I lost. And he's been there with best friends. Chuck's still hurt. He says, Trent, Orange, why don't you guys enter that and go win the big one? And I was like, the tag team titles is the big one? Okay. I would think the big one would be what's on Joe's shoulder, but I guess the tag team titles are the big one around here. That's what they told me. Renee, again, like I said, this show's all over the place. Renee's again with Kyle O'Reilly, and I can smell Kyle O'Reilly through the TV. The man looks like a bum. He doesn't look good. The long hair and looks like he's wearing dirty clothes and stuff like that. He just doesn't look good. He doesn't look like the Kyle O'Reilly I know. But he's like, yeah, you know, Undisputed Kingdom, they're my homies, but I fell off the mountain pretty damn hard. I'm like, you think? I know with all these issues and stuff like that, but when he came back, I was like, he doesn't look like the same Kyle. Is this the same guy that can go? You know, and nothing against him, but he just did not, he doesn't look like the Kyle that we have loved for a long time. So, yeah, so, you know, he says he has to climb his way back up the mountain and this and that. And then we go into, let's see, sorry. We're going into, yeah, because they're, okay, here we go. Killswitch versus Daddy Magic. Who do you think is going to win? Killswitch, Christian on commentary. Everything is happening here. And, of course, here comes Daniel Garcia because Daddy Magic and him are homies. And, of course, here's Adam Copeland. Chasing down Christian Cage. All the way out to Christian Cage stealing a car. Looking at the camera and holding his teeth. You and me, you son of a bitch. This is going back where it started. And I'm like, I jumped ship just so you can start a feud with a dude that you already had a feud. The Bucks come out with Tony. This is like my favorite bit of the whole fucking night. Is Tony standing right there and he's like, yeah, you guys got your ass whooped. I'm just like, yeah, Tony. Oh, man, you got to get the EVP trigger. But the Bucks kick him out. They announced that they fired Kenny Omega from the Elite. They suspended Hangman Page from the Elite. So he's gone for a while. And I've heard the rumors that he's taking some time off. Eddie Kingston interrupts. He comes out. He's like, yeah, if I talk smack about y'all, throws money at them and gets in the fight. Then the big one. The big one for AEW here. You know, a moment that we've been waiting for. When is this man going to come overseas and be here in the States? Who's he going to wrestle for? WWE, AEW? So the choice is clear. Okada is All Elite, and he's now part of the Elite. I want to know your reaction, because when it happens, I was like, such a waste. Such such a waste. But we'll see what happens. We'll see. The Bucks will make this as entertaining as possible, especially if he's going to be part of the Elite, this new version of the Elite, the Douchebags Elite. So we'll see how that goes. Everything like that. Then we have Riho versus Chris Statlander, Stokely. Stokely tried to help Chris use a chain to win the match, but no. Riho got the win, and I was like, then what are we doing with Chris Statlander? What are we doing with Willow Nightingale? What are we doing with Sky Blue? What are we doing with Julia Hart? Like, there's nothing. So frustrating. Renee's with Toni Storm, another good part of the show. No one, you know, she's like, we're going to do the Toni Awards, but with an eye, because we don't want to get sued. Great stuff here, man. Renee's with Willow and Stokely, and then, of course, she tells Stokely, like, hey, you know, we're going to do this my way, not your way. You need to understand that. Then we go into Darby Allin with Toni, and he has a match with Jay White next week at Big Business. Again, they have a match. Then, of course, when he's cutting his promo, and he's like talking about it because he's going to Mount Everest, and he's like, and if I don't make it back, I'm like, Jesus Christ, my man. Have some faith. Have some goddamn faith. You're going to climb that bitch and come back down and tell us great stories about it. Because he's like, if next week, was my last match, and I'm just like, oh, don't put that in my brain, man. Put that bad energy back in the fucking box, dude. You're gonna come back. But Jay White comes in, you know, cutting. It's just like, come on, all right, come on. We gotta get going. I was like, and then we have Julia. Damn, we cut to so many back behind the scene things. Then we cut to Julia Sky. Julia's cutting her promo on Willow because Willow's gonna take her on next week, or I think at Rampage. I don't know. They're gonna fight each other at some certain point. And then we cut to the House of Black, and there's Julia Hart again. I was like, and she's quoting Johnny Cash Ring of Fire lyrics, but they call out Mark Briscoe and said, hey, we're going to take you out. Then we cut to Renee again with Mark Briscoe, and he's all hyped up. And he's like, yeah, God damn it, I'm going to fight y'all, you know, this and that. And I was just like, how many cuts we got? Damn, man. How many matches were on this show? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow. And WWE does it, so. But, man, it was just a lot to. It's just a lot. We got Willow Spray versus Kyle Fletcher. Fun match. This was a good match for what it was. And, of course, Willow Spray won. Like, who the fuck? They're not going to have Will lose to Kyle. No offense to Kyle Fletcher here. Not O'Reilly. Kyle Fletcher. No offense to this man, because this man's part of one of my favorite tag teams that I want them to get back together and start going out there, man. Oi, oi, oi. You know. United Kingdom and everything, and I'm hoping this Willow Spray thing with Don Callis ends soon, and I'm hoping the United Kingdom can come here and be based out of here, and hopefully, like, I don't know, I don't care for the Don Callis stuff. I'm being honest. I'm just being really fucking honest. And here comes Brian, as Nigel will say, and that's how we end the show. That's it. That's all. We got Big Business next week. We got Dynasty, the new pay-per-view, April 21st. That's it. That's all. That was AEW Dynamite. Tell me what you thought of the show. Excalibur Toni on commentary. And that was, what is it today? What is today, huh? What's today? Okay, so that was the March 6th, 2024 edition. I threw my notes. Didn't it help? Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast. Go get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life.
The Rainmaker for Eddie Kingston.